This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on SportsRadio740.com.
But right now, we are joined by the president of player operations. You almost knocked that down.
Football operations.
What did I say? I don't know. What
Players.
Yeah, all of that. We're joined by Nick Fletcher. And look, we have a whole hour to talk about the Patriots, all right? We have a whole hour to talk about any point of this team that
we want to.
Talk
about the fun stuff first.
But last night, Nick was in the 740 game room. Mm. And look, I will say he has won two of our four tournaments that we have played in. Okay, this is and now he is two wins away from winning this tournament as well. Okay, he won our NCAA tournament. He won our Madden tournament that we played out at the Blue Iguana for Patriot Nation. But he's in this tournament with the 2004 LA Lakers. With Kobe, with Shaq, Rick Fox,
Gary Payton, Karl Malone,
ton of great players on this team, and he was going up against Nathan of the Montgomery Biscuits last night.
The '96 Bulls, Nathan.
And he's playing in the United Center.
Oh my gosh, it's
the old floor with the basketball in the middle with the bull on top of it, and Nick is leading. Now, before the game started, we joked on Nathan.
Right.
And we said, Nathan, if you lose this basketball game because you've been doing nothing but playing MLB The Show, we're kicking you out of the tournament, and I'm taking over the 96 Bulls because you should not ever lose with this team. And we get into the fourth quarter, and you're up by what?
Shoot, I was up at probably 8 or 10.
It was 8 or 10, and there was only about 2 minutes left.
Yeah.
Like, I was seriously looking at Nathan the whole time going, dude.
I knew he was going to make a run.
What are you doing?
You got the greatest player of all time.
Michael Jordan had the ice cube around him. Like, he was ice cold.
It looked like they were done.
It really did. It seriously looked like they're done. And then Nathan makes the run. He gets down by 3 points. It's 54-57. And we've got this video on our Facebook page. So go to Sports Radio 740's Facebook page. Give us a like. Go to the video section. It's the top video. You can fast forward through the whole game just to the very end. And as this is going along, you missed the shot, I think, or did you make it because you were up 55-54? I was trying to remember how it happened.
Well, I went to the free throw line and put myself – I was up – let's see. I think I was up by one.
Yes.
To the free throw line.
You went to the free throw line with Kobe, yeah.
Made it to three. Well,
yes.
He comes down with Steve Kerr.
and just drains it right
in Gary Payton's face.
And then all of that takes place, and then the most famous moment in almost college basketball history happens, and Killer has the audio.
Michigan will have to bring it.
Oh, he walked, and the referee missed it.
Weber brings it into the front court. They have no timeouts remaining.
Oh, he causes too many timeouts. That's a technical foul.
He called a timeout. Michigan doesn't have any.
He got by with a walk, and Jimmy calls a technical. He calls a timeout. He doesn't realize that's Michigan's too many, and so it'll be a technical foul. North Carolina shooting and the ball. A huge mental mistake.
Weber thought they had a timeout in their pocket.
That's exactly what happened. Nick thought he had a timeout after Steve Kerr drains the three to tie it at 57 with about 3 seconds to go. Technical foul gets called. Steve Kerr drains a free throw.
Demoralizing.
Nathan gets the ball back. He inbounds it to Jordan, and Jordan just runs around in a circle. And Nick ends up losing 58-57 because he called a timeout when he didn't have any. Now, again, I have no room talk. I'm not in the tournament. But at the same time, only time Nick ever loses is when something catastrophic happens.
Every time in the last seconds in the Madden tournament.
Fourth and 20.
Lost two games in the last second. Winning and losing in the last second. And then last night.
And then last night, Nathan, he loses in the last second as well.
Pulls off the upset.
But the bright spot about this is now you get to participate in the Mega Bowl.
Flip Michigan Mega Bowl.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's going to be. It's going to be the Montgomery Mega Bowl because we're going to have the game between you and Ben Monday night, and then literally right when the winner gets crowned in that game, Nathan's walking in, and we're playing the championship game. That's how it's going
to
happen.
That's what it needs to be.
So, now that we've had the fun with that, because Nick went all Chris Webber on us last night.
It hurt.
Trust me. I fully understand. When we come back, we're going to talk about Patriot Nation, their game that they had this past weekend over in Mississippi. Talk about the team and what's happening as well when we come back on Sports Radio 740, The Fallout.
Polls, show updates, and continuous conversation. No, really, they can't stay off of it. Follow The Fallout on Twitter at TheFallout740.
Brought to you by Kubota. Ever wonder what's behind those orange tractors? Kubota offers efficient engineering from ag to construction, from zero-turn mowers to RTVs. Find a dealer at gokubota.com.
At Capital Chevrolet, we're proud to do things differently. We're a Sonic Automotive dealership, and we let the customer lead the buying process. Today at Capital Chevrolet, we have over 35 2018 Silverado 1500 LT crew cabs with up to $13,500 off MSRP. At Capital Chevrolet, we're value-driven with a convenient location and knowledgeable and helpful staff. Come see us today at Capital Chevrolet, where we do things your way on the Eastern Boulevard. Stock number JZ142192. See dealer for details.
Reminiscing with Amazon Music.
Remember Coach's halftime speech back in junior high?
That song he played probably won us the game.
What was it again?
Alexa, play the song that goes, "Burning with determination."
Rediscover the songs that defined a moment in time. Amazon Music, the simplest way to listen to the music you love. New customers start your 30-day free trial at amazonmusic.com. Renews automatically. Cancel anytime.
If you want to be absolutely sure you have the right paint color, order paint samples from homedepot.com. They're little 8-ounce jars of confidence. You can get more colors and sheens than at any other store. Even better, they all come with free shipping every day. So you'll not only get the color right, you'll also get the color right to your door. Shipped for free. Get free shipping on paint samples and peace of mind on your next paint project. Only from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Online samples only.
Now, your WSFA First Alert weather forecast on Sports Radio 740.
All is quiet to start our day, but showers and thunderstorms will start to ramp up in coverage as we head through the late morning and early afternoon, especially out in western and northern portions of our viewing area. But that line of storms associated with a cold front moves through our area through the rest of the afternoon into our evening. Could be packing a little bit of punch with some strong storms, heavy rain, lots of lightning and thunder, but also the isolated chance of severe weather. So be weather aware today. And that's your First Alert forecast. I'm WSFA meteorologist Amanda Curran on Sports Radio 740.
Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Skywatch Traffic with Sports Radio 740.
Good afternoon, Montgomery. Right now we're looking good as far as accidents go, but things are going to get worse as the afternoon goes by and the weather passes through. But so far, so good. No major problems or accidents. Checked with the surrounding counties. They're reporting clear as well. Keep listening. We'll keep you posted. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross, Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street, off of I-85, a McClinton and Company development. Buckle up, it's the law. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, this is Major Delay.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Want to know what I like best about high school sports? I love watching my son run on the field. I love seeing him smile when he high-fives his teammates. I love seeing his eyes light up when his team scores a goal. I love the fact that since he's been playing high school sports, he's making better decisions. And I love knowing that high school sports have never been safer. Why? Because coaches have more information than they've ever had. Training techniques are more sophisticated, and equipment has never been more advanced. Playing high school sports isn't just safe. It's still the best way to give your teenager a healthy head start in life. And that's something I really love.
This message about the value of high school sports is presented by the Alabama High School Athletic Association and the Alabama High School Athletic Directors and Coaches Association.
Just in case you happen to miss Saturday's edition of Cast and Blast, here's what you missed.
You like Hunk on Saturday morning for an hour? You know what's better than that?
What?
Russell for 2 hours leading into Hunk for an hour. Yes, Montgomery, do not drive off the roads. Yours truly, Russell Terry, will be hosting Cast and Blast, the preeminent hunting and fishing show for the entire river region, this Saturday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Hunting, fishing, loving every day. I mean, the whole nine. And I do not have a co-host yet.
So wait, you're going to be talking 2 hours by yourself about hunting and fishing?
If you would like to co-host and you're kind of a redneck, tweet me or text me.
Cast and Blast. Saturday mornings beginning at 7 on Sports Radio 740 and SportsRadio740.com.
Can't get in on the phones? Have something to say? It's easy. Just follow Sports Radio 740's Twitter feed at SportsRadio_740.
All right, Russell, there's going to be a theme all day today.
All right.
And the theme all day today is going to be the songs that home teams play whenever they win a baseball game.
This is Go Cubs Go.
This is Go Cubs Go. This is Go Cubs Go. My wife is over here already singing it in her head because she knows exactly how it goes. It's my ringtone if you call me right
now. Yeah,
it
is. It really is.
So we know this one, and the Cubs just won. And would you guys be shocked that Giancarlo Stanton's already hit a home run in 2018?
Wow.
Not shocked whatsoever.
He is already.
How far did it go is what I want to know.
Bob Nightingale didn't say how far it went. But Giancarlo Stanton has already jacked a home run in
MVP
his very first
right
at
now.
Bat at Yankee Stadium. Well, it's actually not at Yankee Stadium.
I was about to say.
No, they're on the road today. They're in Toronto right now.
He'll probably hit 70 in Yankee
and
Stadium.
So I can't tell you how many feet it went, but we'll tell you how many kilometers it went at some point in time in this. That voice you heard right there is Nick Fletcher of the Patriots. He is the president of player operations.
Football operations.
Dude, can I just say you're with the
start over.
Patriots?
Start over. Cut. Start this
okay,
broadcast over.
The
hey,
voice you hear.
Nick Fletcher, president of football operations.
Football operations.
For Patriot Nation.
Yes.
Leave it to Russell.
Again, well, see, here's what's going to happen.
One Hop King.
I'll screwed it up.
The One Hop King. He's already thrown it out. He's already thrown
Giancarlo
it out.
Stanton's home run went 426 feet.
That's
okay,
pretty,
426 feet. So how much does that change over to kilometers? Because they're in Toronto.
Math.
Yes.
Do
you know
stuff.
How long? Did you say 426?
It would be meters, not kilometers.
Oh, okay, let's see. It would be meters, wouldn't it?
Can we just go yards? Because I'm a football
okay.
guy.
Okay, you can go yards. Okay, well then,
hold on. I'm gonna. Let me do this. I'm gonna say it would be 142 yards. So I'm gonna say it's 135 meters.
If you would have stopped at 130, you would have been right.
Boom.
120.
I'll give him that anyway.
129.845 meters is how far that home run
is. The human calculator over here.
I'm good at math.
He is.
Yeah. I'm not good at pitching, but I'm good at math.
Well, if you would have stayed off the mound, that's a strike all day long.
Yo, seriously, that's the problem.
I was telling everybody that today, and everybody was like, I didn't think about that. I'm like, so if I just abided by the rules.
That's not your style, though, man.
Nope.
Russell
nope.
goes against the grain.
By the way, I asked them about it afterwards. I was like, I know you forgot to tell them to stay off the mound. And actually, they went, actually, we just didn't care.
It's not the opening biscuits game. It's just his college baseball game.
Yeah, so we don't care. He could stand on the mound all he wants. We didn't really care on it. So you technically didn't do anything wrong.
I looked good. Regardless of how the pitch looked,
nailed it.
I looked good. I felt like Ron Burgundy out there. I have many leather-bound books, and my office smells of
milk
rich mahogany.
A bad choice.
And then when he walked out, he was in a glass case of emotion.
The man punted Baxter.
It's like you saw the video.
Yeah, that's how I roll. That's how I roll. So, speaking of how somebody rolls.
Timeout.
Timeout.
We got any timeouts?
We're going to do another.
You're out of timeouts. It's technical.
You want to talk about the timeouts a little more?
I think that's the hit, man.
That's it now. I'm just going to simply ask, what happened on Saturday?
Saturday, we traveled to the Mississippi Dynasty, the defending champions of our league. Once again, we just couldn't get the offense going.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it comes down to. Defense, they showed up. They played as long as they could against a very talented offense the Dynasty have. It's only so much they can do. Defense forces four turnovers, three interceptions by one player, might I add. Justin Harris had three interceptions, and one of those was a pick six.
Are you serious? So that was, wow.
Yes, that was probably one of the greatest games I've ever seen him play. And then we forced a fumble and only could muster 3 points on offense. So, I mean, y'all are football guys.
Yeah.
Y'all know what happens when you can't score on offense and you're going three and out over and over and over again. Defense gets tired. I don't care what kind of defense you got.
Yeah.
85 Bears can't even, you know, survive that.
You can't stay off the field, man.
But
Again, you guys win, you play the defending champs. I mean, this is the team, if you guys would have beat Opelika last year, this is who y'all would have played in New
Absolutely. Yeah, this is who we would have played in the championship last year had we beat the Chiefs in the championship game. But can't take nothing away from the dynasty. I mean, our guys came ready to play. Dynasty have just an overall freakishly athletic team. I think our coaching staff is a little bit better than theirs, but the athleticism is hard to make up for that. I look at them like the early Miami Hurricanes teams. Yeah. Like they obviously have no coaching, but their athleticism, their freakish abilities, it's just sometimes too much to overcome, and it showed.
So is this team made up of? I mean, we know Mississippi's got tons of JUCO talent.
Right.
I mean, you have guys that go there and play JUCO, and we know about Last Chance U and all that.
I know that they signed this offseason a couple of guys that actually played for the LSU Tigers. I know one of their receivers actually signed. He was one of the troubled ones that from the LSU that kind of played a little bit, but kind of got in trouble off the field and kind of, you know. Yeah. They got rid of him, but he was good enough to suit up for the LSU Tigers. So.
Right.
They're made up of a lot of JUCO guys, a lot of D1 talent. They're a good football team, and they're champs for a reason. So we just couldn't get the offense going.
So you said your coaching staff is better than theirs.
Right.
Do they just let them just go out and play and they say, hey, look, we know your talent's good enough to win?
Basically, they just have fun on the sidelines. I know the head coach personally. He's a great guy, and his name's Mike Lloyd.
Yeah.
But he's a great guy. He's a excellent guy at bringing guys together, you know, getting them to play for him and just to have fun, you know. And that's what it showed. It looked like the winning team had more fun that night, and it just seemed like the Patriots played up tight. Defensively, we came out and we shut them down for the most part. But when you're having to overcome turnovers by the offense, which one was actually a completed catch on the sideline to Pocket Salter, the defender just ripped the ball out of his hands, took it to the house for a touchdown.
Wow.
Yeah, literally. We're looking at first down. Oh, wait a minute. Why has he got the ball going that way?
Yeah.
So he ripped the ball out of his hands and took it to the house for a touchdown, which made it 18-3 at that point. So it's just hard to overcome stuff that you mental mistakes and things that you shoot yourself in the foot, basically. And defense can only do so much.
You said they're playing up tight.
They are playing up tight. They know they came into the season with the bullseye on their back.
Yeah.
They knew that we were ranked number two coming in the season. I don't know if it was a little pressure on them, but they're just not playing to where we're used to seeing.
The article. The article at the beginning of the season. The one that was on the APDFL website.
Championship or bust?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm kind of feeling like I may have jinxed myself a little bit, though.
Yeah.
But I still believe in these guys, and they know that. I think we still have the fight left in us to make a push. We did have the top – one of the heaviest schedules or the toughest schedules, I'm trying to say, to start off the season. I mean, we're playing defending champions pretty much from different leagues – first four games of the season.
Right.
I mean, at one point, each one of these were champions of different leagues that came into the APDFL this year, one being the Dynasty from last year.
Right.
So our top of our schedule was top heavy. It was loaded. I mean, and we were in position to win three of those games at one point, and we were leading against the Dynasty for the probably about 5 minutes of the first quarter.
Well, you said 3-0. Does that
right? It was 3-0. Flowers came out.
Flowers came out and nailed a field goal.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, that's the comeback player of the year right there.
Already, man.
But go ahead.
So, you played the Dynasty last Saturday.
Right.
2 weeks off.
2 weeks off.
Then you go to Georgia. Obviously, much needed. You need to regroup. You know, get some of that swagger back. Get some of that confidence back. What is what's going to happen in the next 2 weeks as far as practicing goes, as far as, you know, hitting a reset button and saying, basically, okay, we're 0-4, mm-hmm. we got to win out.
Right. Next 2 weeks, you're going to see a lot of going back to the drawing board, per se, on offense. I mean, defense obviously is going to be there for us, but we just got to figure out who we are on offense again, you know, and having a young quarterback is tough, but this, you know, we knew that we were going to take bumps and bruises going forward with a new quarterback. The biggest thing we need to do is heal. We got a lot of our top guys right now just beat up, tired, you know, drained. We got to get these guys back motivated. And stay with the OC we got. We're going to go back to the drawing board. We're going to go back and fix it. We have no choice. So we know we have the talent. We know we have the weapons. And go from there. Hopefully Kyle Caldwell will be ready to suit up, come up for the Georgia game. If not, he should be ready to go after that. The Georgia Cobras are actually the Tallahassee Cobras.
Are they really?
They are. They just moved. But they still have a lot of the same talent. So.
Yeah.
And we beat them twice last year. And not just beat them, we dismantled them.
Oh, yeah. No, it wasn't close. Yeah.
So our guys know that, but they don't – I mean, they can't look forward. You know, it's one game at a time from here on out. You know, I know a lot of our guys were probably anxious this year looking at the Dynasty game.
Yeah.
You know, that they would just overlook this other three games. Well, we're 0-4, so – for now on, you know, it's one game at a time.
All right, we come back. I got some more questions about the off week for you guys, because it's a little bit different than what it was last year. Because last year, you guys were like, dang, I don't want to have this off week because we're rolling right now.
Right.
We'll talk more about that with Nick Fletcher. We're out at Tomelo, man. We've got Rangers and Astros on right now. Braves and Phillies are happening. We're getting some great tweets already about the Braves game. We'll get to those as well when we come back. Matter of fact, the wife has ordered some pizza. What'd you order? Mighty Meaty. We're going with the Mighty Meaty pizza today. Russell, do you know what you're getting yet for that pizza takeoff?
Probably going to be the same thing.
Probably going to be the Mighty Meaty. Nick, are you getting a Mighty Meaty as well? Everybody's getting a Mighty Meaty today.
I think I'm good.
He's good. All right. Well,
might have a water.
We're going to enjoy the Mighty Meaty. Matter of fact, ours has already just rolled out here just a second ago. We'll be right back on Sports Radio 740 and the Fallout.
240-9230. 1-800-239-9544. Let your voice be heard. This is The Fallout on Sports Radio 740.
At Capital Chevrolet, we're proud to do things differently. We're a Sonic automotive dealership, and we let the customer lead the buying process. Today at Capital Chevrolet, we have over 35 2018 Silverado 1500 LT crew cabs with up to $13,500 off MSRP. At Capital Chevrolet, we're value-driven with a convenient location and knowledgeable and helpful staff. Come see us today at Capital Chevrolet, where we do things your way on the Eastern Boulevard. Stock number JZ142192. See dealer for details.
I wonder where everyone's going.
It's sweet savings at JCPenney.
Look at them run.
Unwrap a chocolate bar to reveal an extra 50, 40, or 30% off.
Did someone say chocolate?
Friday and Saturday only.
Hurry into JCPenney for up to 50% off select styles store-wide. Plus, get in-store early Friday and Saturday to unwrap a chocolate bar for an extra 50, 40, or 30% off coupon. And take an extra 50% off already reduced clearance items. JCPenney, style and value for all.
Coupon valid 330 or 331. Giveaway available in stores only while supplies last. Must be 18 or older. Final take purchases excluded from coupon. Other exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I've raised a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you, whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get